Meister Sheni Perik Gimel Mishnah Test 3.9. We've established already that once Meister Sheni foodstuffs enter into Yerushalayim, so there's no longer the ability to redeem it onto a coin. That must happen before you come in, and that's a din d'oraisa. The Torah doesn't allow you to redeem onto coins once you've made it to Yerushalayim. We also learned that the food that was brought into Yerushalayim can't be taken out of Yerushalayim, even temporarily, even briefly. And that is a din de rabbanan, of the walls being koltos, of them sort of absorbing and taking hold of the food. So once it's brought in as Meister Sheni, it can't be taken out. That's a din de rabbanan. Our Mishnah is going to say an important additional rule. What if the Meister Sheni that you bring into Yerushalayim becomes tame? So you can't eat it because it's forbidden to eat Meister Sheni that's tame. So now we're going to learn that one may redeem the kedusha off of that Meister Sheni onto a coin, and then transfer it elsewhere and eat the next foodstuff. And the original Meister Sheni that was brought in now is deconsecrated and is just regular chulin. The question is, once it's been downgraded to being regular chulin, unconsecrated food, may one take that deconsecrated food, which had been Meister Sheni, out of the Yerushalayim, or is it now stuck there? So the Mishnah says, Meister Sheni shenichnes Yerushalayim v'nitma. You brought Meister Sheni into Yerushalayim, and it became tummy. So it doesn't matter, first Beis Shammai speaks, bein shnitma ba'ava tuma, bein shnitma ba'vlada tuma. Doesn't matter if it became tummy. According to the Bartanura, av means any d'oraisa source of tuma, like a nida, zav, zava, shechvazera, sheretz, etc. Or if it's a vlad hatuma, the Bartanura here learns that vlad hatuma in this case means any rabbinic tuma source, like, for example, a kli that became tummy from a liquid, or hands that hadn't been washed, etc. So those are only tuma sources midurabanan. Beis Shammai says it doesn't matter. If it became tummy, whether from a d'oraisa or a durabanan source, bein bifnim, bein b'chutz, it doesn't matter if the Meister Sheni became tamei b'chutz, which is outside of Yerushalayim before it came into Yerushalayim, so when it was brought in, it already was tamei and couldn't be eaten there, or bifnei, meaning it had been brought in, and at the time it was brought in, the walls grabbed a hold of it, so to speak, and it was legitimate Meister Sheni for consumption, but then it became tamei, so now you can't eat it. Beis Shammai is going to say in all those cases, yipadeh, you must redeem it, but it must remain inside Yerushalayim. We don't want the food that's been deconsecrated to be taken out of Yerushalayim. And although he'll give an exception in a moment, his basic rationale is that people will get confused, and you know, a son will say, so to speak, this is me talking, a son will say, I saw my father bring Meister Sheni in, and I saw him take it home with us again, the very same Meister Sheni he brought in. So people will misconstrue the din, and the truth of the matter had only been that when he brought it in, it was Tahor, and when he brought it out, it was Tameh and deconsecrated, no longer Meister Sheni, but the onlooker may not know that. So therefore, Beis Shammai is concerned, and therefore he requires that all Meister Sheni that's brought into Yerushalayim, even if it becomes Tameh and deconsecrated, must stay in Yerushalayim and be consumed over there. Chutz, he has one exception, Mishen Nitma Ba'ava Tuma B'chutz. If it became tamei mid'oraisa by something prior to being brought in Yerushalayim, meaning so the Meister Sheni became tamei, touched a dead rat, it already was tamei, and it could never be eaten as Meister Sheni, and then you bring that into Yerushalayim. So there, in that one example, Beis Shammai is lenient and says the wall never took hold in the first place, and a person could take those out, and what was going on would be evident to other onlookers, I assume. So that being the case, Beis Shammai says the rule is, once brought into Yerushalayim, it can't be left. The exception is if it had been tamei by an av hatuma prior to being brought in, then it could be taken out once it's deconsecrated. Beis Hillel takes the opposite extreme, and he's going to say you can bring it out again under normal circumstances. He says, Beis Hillel omrim, hakol yipadeh v'yachal b'chutz. Everything can be redeemed once it becomes tamei, and then it can be eaten b'chutz, meaning you can take it outside of Yerushalayim. He's not concerned about Beis Shammai's concern about people getting confused, really, but Beis Hillel also has an exception. Chutz, his exception is, Mishen nitma bevlad hatuma bifnim. If the way that this Meister Sheni became tummy was by coming into contact with some sort of rabbinic source of tuma, so really midoraisa that's still tower and could be eaten in Yerushalayim, but the rabbi said no. In such a case, when it came in and it was totally, the walls took hold of it, it had to stay there. Now, they're abundant, we can't eat it, and we're redeeming it. But in that case, it's too far, too much, says Beis Hillel, to not take that out. So that Meister Sheni, which is only Tamei Midrabanan, once it came in Yerushalayim, must still be eaten in Yerushalayim even after it's deconsecrated.